Okay, so the title of my presentation is Reducing Obesity Among the Latino Population Through an Innovative Breastfeeding Intervention. I have no financial disclosures. Okay, so first of all, I want to thank CMS right up front for funding this study. It's basically a breastfeeding intervention. I'm going to go ahead and start talking about it. So the purpose of this study is to evaluate the efficacy of an innovative strategy to reduce obesity among Latino children through increasing breastfeeding. Little bit of background and significance. As you probably know, there are high obesity rates among children, in particular among the Latino children, and there's a huge disparity between Latinos and white children, and the problem is even greater among low-income Latino children. One strategy that's been found to be effective is breastfeeding and to promote breastfeeding. I don't know how much you know, but you may know that there is substantial evidence that suggests that when a woman breastfeeds exclusively for 6 months, her child is at a reduced risk of becoming obese. In addition to reducing obesity, breastfeeding has the many other benefits to both the breastfeeding mother and the child. So for children, among other things, when a mother breastfeeds, her child has a reduction in risk of asthma, diabetes, SIDS, and the list goes on and on. And also for the mother who breastfeeds her child, she's at a reduced risk for developing breast cancer, ovarian cancer, and diabetes. Also, there are savings to healthcare costs. So there's a lot of benefits to breastfeeding. But although there's many benefits associated with breastfeeding, and again, I'm going to stress in particular 6 months of exclusive breastfeeding, many Latina mothers do not exclusively breastfeed their babies. And in fact, recent data from babies born in the year 2007 has indicated that only 13% of Latina mothers actually exclusively breastfeed their babies. And when you look at the rates specifically among the low-income population or acculturated mothers, those rates are even lower. So because 6 months exclusive breastfeeding is associated with a reduction in risk in obesity, one way to actually reduce obesity would be to motivate more mothers to exclusively breastfeed. And so this study focuses particularly on the low-income Latina Medicaid recipient and, again, motivating them to breastfeed. So what is the study? The study specifically is an intervention, a phone intervention, where breastfeeding educators deliver phone support prenatally and postpartum to Latina mothers. And so we're looking specifically to see how effective this intervention is. So I want to tell you a little bit about the rationale behind the intervention. And first of all, why did we include both prenatal and postpartum education? When you look at the different kinds of breastfeeding interventions out there, some of them are prenatal education, some of them are postpartum. But when you look at the research, especially targeting low-income Latina mothers, interventions that include both the prenatal and the postpartum education and support are more effective. In terms of phone-based, the reason that we decided to deliver our intervention via phone is that there is research that suggests that phone interventions can be effective for delivering education and support. So our intervention is delivering education and support. It's not clinical. It's focused on education and support. So with that research that shows that education and support can be effective via phone, we thought this would be a great mechanism of delivering the intervention. Also, phone-based interventions have some other benefits, such as they're flexible, accessible, they reduce access costs. If you have childcare issues, you don't need to get childcare to get your education via phone. And there is also some evidence that has found that actually a postpartum breastfeeding phone education intervention was effective at increasing breastfeeding duration rates. In terms of who delivers the intervention, we chose to use trained breastfeeding educators because they're cost-effective professionals that can deliver education and support to mothers about the normal breastfeeding process. So now a little bit about the research design. It is an experimental research design that we're using to evaluate the intervention. We recruited 292 mothers. They're pregnant Latina mothers and randomized them into two groups: a control and intervention group. The control group receives basic education at their clinic, breastfeeding education, whatever it may be that they would receive, whereas the intervention group receives both the basic routine services plus the intervention, which is a total of 21 calls. So we've got 4 prenatal calls and 20 postpartum calls. The participants also get the phone number of the breastfeeding educator, so should she want more education, she's more than welcome to call and access the educator at any point in time. But it is a proactive 21 education calls that are received to the mother. So what we're asking are research questions, and for the sake of time, I'm going to collapse them into, you know, what the big picture is. And what we're looking at is this intervention effective at increasing initiation rates among the mothers who participate in intervention, and then exclusive duration rates at 1, 3, and 6 months, as well as partial duration rates at 1, 3, and 6 months. Our hypothesis is obviously that it is, and we're hoping that it will be effective. And I just want to emphasize that what definition we're using for exclusive breastfeeding is the strict definition, which is no other foods other than breast milk ever. So a mother, to be exclusive at 6 months in our study, she should have given her baby nothing but breast milk, so no water, no tea. And partial is any combination of breast milk and formula. Sometimes they have prune juice and tea or whatever kinds of concoctions they give their baby. Also, in order to capture, one thing that researchers are finding in the area of breastfeeding is there's a lot of inconsistency with definitions, which makes it really challenging to tease out what the impact, you know, how much breastfeeding someone is doing. So what we are doing is we've added a definition to, we call it only breastfeeding at this time, so that we know that a mother who, for example, gave formula in the hospital one time, she's no longer exclusive. And if we ask her if she's exclusive or partial at 1 month, and she tells us that she's partial, we won't know how much breast milk she's getting. So we are also taking that into account. Okay, so the study, we're recruiting mothers from 5 Northeast Valley Health Corporation. They're federally funded clinics in Southern California. And our inclusion criteria for the enrollment is that the mother should be pregnant, 26 to 34 weeks pregnant, self-identified Latina, available over the phone, no history of HIV/AIDS, and no, she shouldn't have a peer counselor, a WIC peer counselor. Also, to ensure that we don't enroll people or follow people in the study that are have various conditions that make it harder to breastfeed, we also have a postpartum inclusion criteria. So after they deliver, we disenroll them from the study if they gave birth to a baby that had a birth defect, premature baby, they spent time in the NICU, and so those are our enrollment criteria. In terms of the actual intervention, just to give you a little bit more specifics about what it is, again, the intervention is delivered by breastfeeding educators. These are undergraduate students, Latina bilingual students, who've gone through a 55-hour training on content knowledge in the area of breastfeeding as well as counseling skills. And the objectives of the intervention are to essentially prenatally motivate the mother to initiate breastfeeding, give her some education about anticipatory guidance about what to expect. And then in the postpartum period, the objective is to provide her with support, reinforce knowledge, and then also to address any concerns she might be going through. I'm going to run ahead because I only have a few more minutes. So basically, we're in the middle of data collection, so this study is in progress. We finished our recruitment a few months back, and right now we're basically implementing the intervention and collecting the data. We hope to analyze the data in the summer. And like I mentioned, we've enrolled 292 mothers, and I mean, we're hoping that should our study be effective, that the evidence will help us get more educators out there delivering information to mothers. So basically, you know, with the Affordable Care Act, as you may know, that it does actually include lactation support and counseling, but the language is pretty vague in terms of what lactation support and counseling means. Right now, people who are international board certified lactation consultants are starting to get coverage, you know, under this Affordable Care Act, but I'm also hoping that we can include as lactation support and counseling educators, because they have a value as well in terms of helping mothers successfully breastfeed. So because I'm out of time, I'm just gonna, oh, I'm not? I thought I had one more minute. I kept seeing, okay. Well, I want to thank CMS, the Northeast Valley Health Corporation Clinic, my project coordinator, and the research assistants and participants.